Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Lynn, your co-host.
Let's secure for sea and get underway. We love great startup stories on the Home Business Podcast. And today's guest combines family, something you love, with entrepreneurial opportunity.
Dave's Sweet Tooth was started by a retired Detroit firefighter who perfected his candy-making skills, providing toffee for his firehouse.
Dave, some man, Andrew recognized a perfect startup storm that these homemade heavenly treats could break out of the firehouse and take over the world.
Dave Sweet Tooth is now one of the leading toffee brands in the world. Andrew Shimoleski's journey to market dominance offers our listeners great startup advice.
So greetings, Andrew Shimoleski. Welcome to the Home Business Podcast. Say hello to our listeners.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on our show.
So Detroit, Michigan, how's it looking out there today?
You know, it's a bit overcast, but, you know, I think the state motto is wait 5 minutes and it'll change. So, you know, there's no snow anymore, so I think we're good.
Well, that's cool. I think you're one part of the world we haven't had connect in Detroit. So thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, absolutely.
So before we start talking about your startup journey, Andrew, what exactly makes Dave's Sweet Tooth so tasty and addictive?
Sure. So, you know, traditionally English toffee is really hard, brittle. It sticks to your teeth. You know, when my dad started making this toffee a few years ago, we found that it was a softer toffee. It doesn't stick in your teeth. Still has that snap like English toffee, but, you know, not going to break your teeth. And that's what people really seem to like about it.
Oh, so that's kind of a competitive advantage then.
A little bit. Kind of, yeah.
Different twist.
It's different, you know, and then we have a variety of different flavors. We have 5 everyday flavors, and we make a bunch of different seasonal, holiday, limited edition type flavors as well. So, yeah, I mean, it kind of sets us apart from other toffee companies that just do a traditional, like, milk and dark chocolate toffee.
Right. Well, what changes in consumer trends did you recognize that impacted how you launched and distributed your products?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, around the time that we started, it was, you know, home-based businesses, local food products. There was, you know, a big trend towards moving towards buying local. You know, farmers markets were starting to become more relevant, or at least in our part. You know, I'm sure on the East and West Coast, we were behind the eight ball. But about 5 or 6 years ago, it really started to kind of become a trend. And people were looking for small, locally made food products. And, you know, like I said, I saw an opportunity with the product that my dad was making. We had received, you know, many phone calls to the house asking if he could make it for people, and just saw an opportunity and decided to give it a try. I figured I could always go back to college, you know.
Hey, so a key thing there is that it wasn't necessarily that you were looking at a, you know, the marketing the product per se, you know, pushing a new product. It's the way you marketed it, that you saw a trend with this, you know, the smaller farmers markets and kind of a unique way you could distribute the product that helped you to get a foothold.
Yeah, I mean, the laws were changing here in Michigan. They developed what was called the cottage food law at the time, which allowed people to make, you know, up to a certain amount of product in their home kitchen without having, you know, an actual, like, FDA-approved kitchen. And so that really helped a lot of small businesses to kind of get going. And, you know, we've seen a lot of small businesses grow into larger businesses locally because of that law. So, yeah, that was part of it as well.
So, Andrew, what are some of the bigger challenges that you faced in starting a company that already had large competitors?
You know, so, I mean, butter and sugar and chocolate, and it's toffee. You know, it's that's our slogan is it's yeah, like you said, people have been making toffee for many, many years. There's already a few competitors in the marketplace. And, you know, for us, it was just about, I think the biggest hurdle we had was kind of making a name for ourselves, building a brand. You know, that's what a lot of people, I think, they miss when they start a company. You think you're just going to kind of put the product out there. It's going to sell, you know, by itself. But, you know, marketing it, building a brand, coming up with unique packaging, different flavors, always being on the edge of, you know, innovation, I think, is super important. And I think a lot of people, you know, tend to overlook that when starting a business.
Yeah, that's such an important point to bring out, that people want to identify with a brand, even if they're not even thinking about it consciously. It's just that brand. And so you focused also on making a good product, but you also focused then on what was your brand identity? And then people came along and hopefully connected with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, having a good product is step one. Without that, you know, I mean, you're dead in the water. But, you know, afterwards, developing that brand identity, communicating your story and kind of sharing your experience and your growth with the customer, I think is super important. And, you know, with the advent and proliferation of like social media, that's become so much easier, right? Having a Facebook and Instagram and really connecting on a certain level with the customer, just allows them to kind of be part of the growth. They get excited when we have success, when we come out with new flavors, and you know, they can kind of interact with us on social media, see some of the day-to-day operations through things like Instagram stories. And, you know, that's been a really fun tool for us to use to kind of build our brand and tell our story and keep.
Let's talk a little bit about that marketing. You have achieved admirable penetration into nationwide retailers. You know, what types of marketing were particularly effective for reaching retailers?
So, you know, we have a food product, and one of the best things that we can do for marketing is get it into people's mouths, right? Let them taste it, see that it's a unique product, something that they're going to enjoy, something that's different than what they might have had in the past. So we came up with actually a program for our product where when you buy a certain amount of product, we actually ship you bulk toffee to sample out to your customers. So for our retail partners, as soon as they get the product into the store, they're able to then let their customers sample it, which, you know, helps to sell it. We've seen a huge boost since we started doing that. So that was one tool that we use.
So you build that in automatically into the retailers that take the product so that they can give samples.
Yeah, which, you absolutely. Know,
that, you don't have to work through a separate company on that. Yeah, that would be a really effective.
Yeah, the demos can get expensive when you hire a company to do those. And, you know, even if you hire a company, it's impossible when you're in, you know, 5,000 locations, it's impossible to be everywhere at once. So this gives, you know, all of those locations the opportunity to let their customers try it and hopefully they come back and buy more.
Dave Sweet Tooth also has a great web and online presence. Andrew, how do you use social media to leverage word of mouth and online sales?
Sure. I think, again, telling the story via social media and involving the customer is hugely important for us. But, you know, with platforms like Shopify and WordPress, you know, we were easily able to kind of develop a functioning website that allowed people to not only purchase, but, you know, join an email list, follow us on social media, you know, receive updates about our product. Our email list is huge for us. You know, every time we have a deal or have a new flavor, we're able to, you know, let people know about it right away, and they can purchase it directly, get it shipped, you know, directly to their home, even if they're not near a store. It's a great option for them.
Now, just hit on social media a little bit. So you use email a lot, which I think is the best way to, you know, online, if you can, you know, capture emails and get a good distribution list. But Looking into social media, is anything proved particularly effective for you? Instagram, Facebook, Twitter?
Yeah, I mean, both of them, Instagram and Facebook, are great. They're great platforms for a conversation. They're also great for collaborating with other brands. You know, we tend to do giveaways with other brands from time to time. We've met other brands that we've, you know, maybe made a certain flavor using their product. You know, our coffee beans, we use another local coffee roaster that we found on social media to kind of, you know, come up with a unique flavor. We use, you know, a product like cherries from like Traverse City with another company that we found on social media. So yeah, I mean, the opportunities are endless. I think there's some great collaborations to be had and a great way to, you know, stay in touch with your end user.
I think I want to bring that a little bit. So I started off with kind of, you know, reaching people through social media with your customers, but you found a way to actually leverage social media to work with other persons to partner together to grow your product. That's unique and that's very valuable.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've had a lot of success with it. Like I said, partnering with other brands. Also, you know, just getting the product to other influencers, you know, people with a lot of followers that can, you know, try the product, do a promotional giveaway, you know, post photos or stories of the product. That helps to build our followers. It helps to build their followers by giving them content. And it helps people to, you know, discover our product that may have not discovered it otherwise.
I think they call them foodies or something. I don't know if there is. Yeah, I mean, I was just shocked at the impact that they could have. Well, you know, business success always requires a little bit of trial and error. Andrew, have you ever created a unique flavor that just didn't sell very well? And how did you rebound back?
Well, you know, I mean, toffee is unique, right? It's butter and sugar and chocolate. It's really hard to mess it up. You know, I mean, we've tried some unique stuff. I can't say that we've had one that was a failure. We have ones that sell, you know, not as great as others, but generally, you know, we've tried a bunch of them, and usually most people will like it. We have had a few that didn't really hit the mark, but you know, I think they still have potential anyways in a certain market. So yeah, we try stuff out. We stick with what works, but yeah, we've had a couple misses, I guess.
So it sounds like you got to get some pretty quick feedback then on the product if it's not hitting the mark, so you can adjust course and figure out, sure, how to mitigate that.
And online and social media is a great way to get that feedback too. You know, Facebook, Instagram, our email list, selling it online. Those are all great ways to kind of get immediate feedback on maybe a certain size of package. And then if we do have success, we can kind of go into full blown production and send it into a retail environment.
Well, Andrew, let's wrap up by looking to the future. What's on the pipeline for a toffee company based in Michigan?
So, I mean, we're growing very rapidly. We're kind of automating some of our production right now, able to produce a lot more quantity to kind of meet the demand. We've got some unique holiday flavors coming out, going to be doing some exciting stuff with our website. I mean, it's pretty sweet. I'm not going to lie. It's we're having a lot of fun. I didn't think that this would be what I would be doing at 30 years old, but hey, it's not the worst job I ever had, right?
I think it's amazing.
Hey, things change. Are you able to get any penetration outside of the United States and Canada?
Yeah, we're working in Canada right now. I just got back a few months ago from a trade mission to China. A lot of potential out there. So yeah, I mean, the goal is to take it, you know, nationwide. We want to be all over the world.
Well, Andrew Chmielewski, thank you for being such a great guest on the Home Business Podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. To learn more about Dave's Sweet Tooth, visit davesweettooth.com, our website, for more information on guests.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Anderson saying anchors away.
We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.